The Damon Bruce Show continues live from downtown San Francisco on KNBR and streaming live at knbr.com.
If you're on hold, just stay right there. We're going to wrap up the show with a sliver segment of calls, but anyone who is making San Francisco a better place, it's like the opposite of the people doing critical mass tomorrow. Anyone who's making San Francisco a better place is all right by me. And many, many years ago, I met a gentleman named Kurt Yagi who, boy, Kurt, I think when I officially met you, this was your a charity that you were getting involved in and you were helping run, but you had another job. You have since made ROC, which is Real Options for City Kids. This is your now full-time job. This is what you do. You run this charity. Welcome back, by the way.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be here. I love being in this little studio here.
Well, thank you. Thanks for calling it little. You know, as a guardsman, I say over and over again, there's no charity that's better than any other charity out there. Everyone is worthy in some way, shape, or form. But I don't know if we're ever going to raise enough money to cure cancer. But when you can take a kid, change their life specifically, individually, permanently, and forever, you've made a difference. And you guys have been making a lot of differences for a lot of kids coming from Visitation Valley and really, really rough backgrounds.
Oh, it's tough. If you know anything about Viz Valley, it's in the news a lot, but for very bad reasons.
Yeah, not for good reasons.
I was fortunate. You're right. I had a regular corporate job before for like 10 years. And 9 years ago, I made the switch to do full-time ROC work. And it's been great. I actually started off volunteering almost 16 years ago.
Wow.
And so what's pretty cool is a lot of those kids, they were elementary school age when I was there as a volunteer. They are grown up, and a lot of them work for us as adults. A lot of them graduated from college, and so that's that whole cycle, which is awesome.
Well, I mean, what more evidence do you want of what you're doing working than it working so much to the tune where they want to come back and work for you? I think that's phenomenal.
I mean, exactly. What else can I show?
Yeah, right. So you guys really are. You're a boots-on-the-ground type of charity. You're getting your hands dirty. You're there. I know that you got a lot of coverage on the Today Show. Like Al Roker came on by when you opened up the Willie Mays Center. What was that about again?
Yeah, Al Roker came to our site. This was a couple years ago.
Right.
That guy's a good guy.
Good guy, huh?
He came out.
Everyone likes Al Roker.
I know. You never know about the TV guys. Radio guys, of course, are great, right?
All of them.
But, you know, it's East Coast show, so East Coast time. We had to be out there midnight the night before. Al Roker came by. I think it was 2 in the morning our time. He had so much energy and was just so happy to be there. So it was a good experience.
That's great. Let's quickly talk about some of the things that you got coming up. You said that you had some things to plug. And I said, well, man, I'd be happy to let my show be an avenue for you to plug away. So I know you guys got a golf tournament coming up. Is that the next big event on your calendar?
That's the next big event, November 2nd at the Presidio.
At the Presidio. Yeah. You don't even have to pay a bridge toll.
That's right.
If you want to participate.
Exactly.
Tell us about the website where people can go and sign up for stuff.
Everything is at rocksf.org. R-O-C-K-S-F is in San Francisco.org. There's links everywhere to all the events that we're talking about.
Very nice. Now, you guys have some stuff coming up where you're going to be giving away and auctioning off like luxury box tickets to Warrior games. They're helping you out. Mm-hmm. I know that you said something about Escape from Alcatraz.
Yeah, you know, the last few years, actually, you know, Dave O'Mara, the other guy that's always
Dave
come
O'Mara,
in here with
who bicycled across America.
That's right. He does the Escape from Alcatraz triathlon every year, and he decided to help us get linked up with them. So we're one of their charity partners, and so we have basically 10 spots open. It's a hard triathlon to get into, and so we can
pick a lot of demand.
A lot of demand, and it's a lottery. We get 10 slots. We get to choose 10 people. They just have to raise some money for us, and they're in.
If someone were interested in that, they can go to
rocksf.org. And I haven't posted it yet because it's a little bit early. I think it's in March this year.
Sure.
But I will be soon.
So because people are going to have to start training, you know. I mean, if they get one of your spots, they're going to need to train up for that.
And my personal email is on the website, so just email me.
Great. Well, what we're going to do here when we're all said and done, you brought us a nice T-shirt. We'll take a picture. We'll put it out on Twitter. We'll get awesome. we'll get your website out there. How many kids are in the organization, like right now, if we did a roster call of the kids benefiting from your charity? How many? What's the number we're talking about?
500 now. So it's just, it keeps increasing dramatically. We're at, we run after-school programs at two sites there, a middle school and an elementary school. So we're just, we have so many kids there. It's great.
Now, if this sounds like something people want to get involved with, you know, let's say I don't have the means to, I'm not a golfer, not interested in the golf tournament. I'm a fat ass, no triathlon, and I'm also out of work right now, and I can't swing writing you a check. I want to give you some of my time, though. Anyone can go and volunteer some time. If people wanted to come and help you out, again, website, and what are the steps?
Yeah, rocksf.org. Check it out. Lots of information. All you do, there's a volunteering section. We have so many opportunities. If you don't have a job, you want to volunteer during the day, we'll put you in a classroom. If you have a job and want to volunteer on a Saturday, we start Saturday programs this Saturday. Lots of stuff for all different types of people.
Very nice. What time commitment? Is it just, hey, I can help you out for 3-4 hours? Can I come and do it? Is that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, we have
You'll take
a
what anyone will give you, right?
At this point, yeah. We just love our volunteers, and we're actually, we do lots of stuff to promote volunteerism. And, we prefer regular volunteers, but we do have some programs where people could just drop by and just a couple hours here or there.
That's fantastic. What would you say is the pie chart of kids that you have in there? What like from backgrounds, where are they coming from?
Well, they're all in our thing is we serve kids that either live or go to school in Viz Valley. And so it's a diverse population there. It's a challenging neighborhood to grow up in. It's low income. Lots of violence. So a lot of these kids just have trauma in their lives. It's tough.
And, you know, it's funny. You'd think that kids, they would even be resistant to fight the power of the change that's trying to help them. But when you put an opportunity to get out of a bad situation in front of the kids, I've seen this with the guardsmen, the way that they embrace it, the way that they react to it, how thankful they are for it. It's one of the most rewarding things I've been through. Congratulations to you. The executive director of ROC, Real Options for City Kids, Kurt Yagi, in here. Check out the website, check out the events, and if you can help out, if you can volunteer, if you can sign up, you'll be glad that you did. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Damon.
You got it. We'll be back to wrap up today's show right after this.